urdvam gacchanti sattvastha. Those who are seated in sattva, urdvam gacchanti, they go upwards. Madhye tishtanti rajasa. Those who are in rajas, they stand in the middle. Jaganya guna vrittihi vrittistha adha gacchanti tamasaha. Those who are tamasic and who are fixed in the lowest guna, they go downwards. Adha gacchanti. They go downwards. Na anyam gunebhya kartaram yada drashta anupashyati. Gunebhyascha param vyatti madbhavam sah adhigacchati. Now comes again the description of Paraprakriti. Having described Aparaprakriti so far, now he says, na anyam gunebhya kartaram yada drashta anupashyati. When you begin to perceive that all actions are proceeding only from Prakriti, from the gunas, then gunebhyascha param vyatti madbhavam sa adhigacchati. Then, when you begin to know all the complete scheme of apara prakriti, then you go above, gunebhyascha param. You go above all the gunas, and madbhavam, not only mam, knowledge of me and knowledge of my activity is a difference. To know me, you can know the divine essentially. To know the divine as love. But to know the divine as action is madbhavam, my prakriti. When you go above the gunas, then madbhavam sadhigacchati. Then you rise into para prakriti. Madbhavam sadhigacchati. Gunan etan atitya. Trin dehi deha samudbhavan. Janma mrityur jara dukkhaihi vimukta amritam ashnute. When dehi, one who is in the body, when he goes beyond the three gunas, gunan etan atitya. This is the verse which is the message of the whole chapter. Your bondage comes because of your sangha with sattva, rajas and tamas. When you go beyond the three gunas, then you are able to be liberated. Gunan etan atitva. Atitva means having gone beyond. When you go beyond the three gunas, then deha samudbhavan. These gunas which arise out of the body, when you go beyond these three gunas, then you become vimuktaha. You become liberated. From where? Janma, mrityu, jara, dukkha. You become liberated from birth, from death, from old age, and from the misery. And then, amritam ashnute. Then you enjoy immortality. It is only when you rise to paraprakriti that immortality comes. This is another definition of immortality. What is immortality? Immortality is the entry into paraprakriti. Even if you are liberated, but not if you are not able to enter into paraprakriti, you are still not attaining immortality. It is only when you go into amritam dharma, of which in the end of the 12th chapter we had given this idea, amritam dharma. Amritam dharma is this amritam ashnute, when you enter into paraprakriti. I think we stop here now, because now comes the question of paraprakriti to the end of the chapter.